sinful moment,
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
created you in the day of promises when He asked, Alastu bi Rabbikum,
am I not your Lord? And a human being,
when they're spiritual, when the spirit fall, they said yes. From that moment till what their place in paradise or in hell, wherever it is written, from that time,
the time of Alastu bi Rabbikum,
qalu bala, till the time
after judging them, Allah judging everyone and sent paradise to paradise, hell to hell,
and wherever they are going to be in paradise, and how they are going to go from one level to another,
and those from hellfire in hellfire,
and how they are going deeper or they go back, some of them out from paradise, it is a blueprint. Every breath and every moment,
every fraction of a second, how much you know better this, how much you can cut the second into how many fractions?
Infinite.
This infinite number of seconds that you can cut it down, they say now when you have a digital picture, you want to send it by video streaming,
you need maximum 30, 30 frames per second, in order that you make it moving.
But it is not 30 frames, it goes down to infinite number of frames in 1 second. To that extent, DNA is carrying information that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put from Alastu bi Rabbikum qalu bala day to
our final
judgment day, to paradise, to hell, and to how you are going to increase in paradise to which level, and then from that highest level that you can reach in paradise, or lowest level people can, others reach in hellfire, it stops there. Then it goes another DNA.
There will be another. But you cannot find that. That's before.
It will be another cycle of DNA. What going to happen? All this
information
to the lowest possible
fraction of a second
that you can imagine
is by itself a whole complex
mind. It's not only
a something that small, that a certain moment in your lifetime. No, it goes into the علم الحقائق, in the depths of the reality of knowledges and the certainty of realities.
These fractions of seconds, awliyaullah can pull out knowledges from what we call علم اليقين,
حق اليقين, عين اليقين.
They pull this out
through these small fractions of second. That's how they...
Means millions of... Not millions.
No way to count how much information they are bringing out.
And not only bringing it out and dispersing it,
they become like complete receivers.
Their DNA that Allah gave to them
becoming these billions of cells and trillions of cells and millions of proteins
and in different 23 continents
What are these continents?
What will be coming from these continents?
That is a completely another cycle of knowledge.
All these smallest fraction of a second is by itself a way to rise up into higher level of knowledge, pulling out what they can pull from these three realities, Almul Yaqeen, Aynul Yaqeen, Haqqul Yaqeen, and disperse it to the whole system of DNA that you are made up from, of, and giving it out to humanity, or giving it out to other creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. All this is in that, what you are discovering today, in that DNA blueprint. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is said in the hadith that Allah has created Adam on his image, picture. What is that? Is Allah reflected? Adam is symbol of humanity. He reflected from his ocean of Bahrul Ulum, the ocean of knowledges, he reflected that light. That's why it said in the hadith, مَا زَالَ عَبْدِ يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلْ حَتَّى أُحِبَّ. Until the end of the hadith, he will be his eyes, his ear, until he will become the continuation of the hadith. That many scholars today, they say that continuation is not strong enough, it's weak, but it is in some narrations, it's strong. حَتَّى يَكُونُ رَبَّانِيًا يَكُولُ لِلشَّيْءِ كُنْ فَيَكُونُ. Until he will become godly. Say to something, be, and it will be. How to be godly? Not to be God, but to be godly means Allah give you this knowledge. Say to something, be, kun, fayakun. That's what, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. We have honored human being, Allah said in Holy Quran. Honor them how? What? Honor them to have couches, or to have cars, or to have planes. To honor them in a way, respect, in a way, according to his greatness. So his greatness is so huge that there is no description can describe his greatness, means the honoring that he gave us, no way to describe. And that's why when they are going to discover this DNA, they are going to discover more, and they are going to look this, they said 2% or 3%, the 97% they didn't understand. That when they discover the whole 97, they will find out that all this 100% now is not 1% of what is coming more from another 100%. And this is going to continue like that. Until that, and this dunya is ending before they will reach that. But when Mahdi alayhi salam comes,
it will be given
to people by reflections of the eyes. Knowledge is not anymore by studying or reading. It's by looking into the eyes from eye to eye, and it will download all this information from the heart of Mahdi alayhi salam to his ministers, to his khalifa, to his deputies, to awliyaullah, to people. Like now when you are burning a CD, what is You are sending that light. And that light is a reflection of what's coming from your computer. So it is a reflection of light to the burner to burn the CPU. Is not using typing or writing. It's already been typed and printed by the program you put. What you think about Allah's program that He puts
in oneself,
that can understand, the cell can understand what is its function from these proteins that they are giving the information for the cell to function. The cell doesn't know itself even. And the proteins, they don't know themselves. Why they're reacting with each other and forming the cell to react in a way? Because these programs, they are already downloaded into these proteins. And that's why when they download, so these proteins, when they want to understand each other, they upload what they want and begin this blending of information so they decide to react toward it. It's more experience. I'm speaking only from a different angle. So that is all is energy. Is a reflection of energy. And what I told you in 1987 in your room, something about energy, I still remember, but you are not remembered. That energy means that a reflection of energy is what is going to the importance of it is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored us with. That unseen energy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored us, because that body is going. So these cells, one day they are going away, but the blueprint, they are never going to go away. And all these blueprints, when someone dies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send them to the coccyx.
The coccyx, you know, the coccyx. You know the coccyx?
Allah sent all that spiral, what you call them?
Energy.
Spiral DNA.
Helix.
Send it to that. It goes. Goes from the whole system. It goes there, only in the coccyx. That's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kullu bani Adam yafna illa ushbu dhanam." The whole body of a human being will disintegrate except the coccyx. That small part. They did on it experiment. They took the coccyx of different people and they send it to under very high heat temperature and they burn it. And then when they checked the DNA in it, they still find it not alive. Not dead. They took it and they put it under very heavy pressure and crushed it into powder. Still they found the life in it. As Prophet ﷺ said, means all this information, DNA information, goes into that
coccyx. So next time do your experiment on coccyx. All it goes there.
So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so means that is the container, your chip, that is left not touched by no way that a dirt or a worm or an animal can eat it. Or means destroy it. It is there in the dirt, in your grave, in the dirt, whatever it is, or whatever they dig, some people after thousands of years, cemeteries goes, changes, become building homes, still going to be in the dirt. It will never die. When this, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it out, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتُ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتْ, when Allah shakes the earth, زَلْزَلَ in Arabic is an earthquake. But here, Allah shakes. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتُ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, the earth will shake. Shaking is different from earthquake. It's when you shake something, you want to bring something out of it. You want to... Yeah, it's coming, the second verse. So Allah is shaking the earth. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. When He shake it, the earth will be safe. And it bring what it carries inside it. Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Zalzala. So Allah will bring back up when He shake the world, all this what is inside these all these coccyxes where they are inside the depths of the earth. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. أَثْقَالَهَا here, and the earth bring up what it carries inside. It brings up these coccyxes where all the information is being stored there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the rain, and when that rain, every rain, drop of that rain, in the hadith it says that this rain is from sperm, nutfatul rajul, from the sperm of the male. Means that coccyx represents the womb, the female, where it saved the child. Means that coccyx is where is saved the information, the DNA. So when that sperm comes, touch a human being at least, with all the information that was before. That's the judgment day, calling people into judgment day. You are appearing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these are put in that coccyx. That might be very small. How big is the coccyx? Like the sun. But it's not all of it. It might be one atom of it that has that. That cell. That carrying, keeping. And this is like the stem cell that hold the information of division, of dividing and curing. Now they are going to use it or... So it carries, it contains, it holds up all the secrets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. From the day of Alastu bi Rabbikum qalu bala until your place in paradise or your place wherever it is, all that information is there. Awliyaullah, from these fractions of seconds that they use there, because they reach a stage of spiritual enlightenment that they can. You see, if you have mirrors, many mirrors, and you stand in front of the mirrors, you see yourself infinite. You don't know where is the real one. You become like mirrors. Because as you are building up your enlightenment of carrying that light, being dressed with that light, you become, the light will be accumulating. It will burn the physicality of the body. You become a subtle, angelic source of light. There is no more physical body that pulling, who gravity is pulling it down. It become more subtle. It become more light. And that's why they can transform, move in space. There are awliya that they can move from one place to another. They are here, they disappear from here, they appear in somewhere else. This is the lower class of awliya. The higher class of awliya, and there is many classes in between, many different levels, is that they are appearing here, but they are appearing there at the same time. They don't lose visibility, because they have more power of enlightenment, ma'rifah, that they have built up. So they can be in one place, they can be in the other place in the same time. There are higher, that they have built up more enlightenment, they can be in 3 places, they can be in 10 places, they can be in 12 places, they can be in 1,000 places, they can be in infinite number of places according to the different frames in a fraction of a second that you can, they can see in a normal picture. Now, we said in a normal picture, to see it in a video streaming, you need 30 frames in a second in order to see it clear. Awliyaullah can be infinite number of fraction of seconds, and that's why they can be seen in different places at the same time, because they use that mathematical power. Because the eye, the normal eye, cannot see more than how much they can see? Frames. 24. But so the wali, when he used infinite number of frames in a fraction of a second, so many people can see, divided by 24 means he can appear in millions of places in the same time. Because your eye cannot see more than 24 frames. But in reality, he is moving in an infinite number of fractions of seconds, means how many millions of 24 frames. That's why he can move. And he doesn't need to transform from one place to another. Now, Lord of the Ring say that they transform, they move from one, that wise man, move from one place to another place. Still Hollywood is old fashioned. Awliyaullah, technology is higher. That fraction of a second that they are using, infinite number of, and this depends on how much that one is holding power. That's why some of them, they can appear in 2 places. Or some of them, they transform, they cannot appear in more than one place. But some of them, they go up to appear infinite number of places. Because you cannot see more than 24 frames in a second, and they are using, they might use 1,000,000 frames in a second. So divide it means they are appearing in 50,000 places. If they use 1,000,000 frames in a second. If they use 10,000,000 frames of a second, how much they appear? 500,000. If they use 1,000,000,000 frames of a second, they appear in the universe. And that's why Maulana Sheikh's picture is in the cover of the book. In that Armageddon book, in the nebula, this picture.
Did you see that?
His picture is there. How he got his picture there? Because
the way they move, they appear in infinite space. Number of places, they appear in space.
He was checking, he was visiting, that nebula is the origin of the Big Bang.
That is still in expanding.
That is the what we call Al-Hadra Al-Muhammadiyya, the Prophet presence. The reality, the presence, the association of Awliyaullah with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Cannot see the Prophet, it's impossible for people, but Awliyaullah visit, go visit him. So he was visiting that nebula. Happy? And that time that NASA was taking the picture, and it appeared in that NASA picture. Yeah, there are many things there in the picture. There are many awliyas there, different levels. And it is very, very, you can see it really perfectly. And Allah to show us His miracle, that awliyaullah have miracles, and all of them they are inheriting that from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all of them they are drop of the reality of Prophet. They take one drop. All this knowledge that you are seeing is one drop. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is taking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why these knowledges never end. Awliyaullah never ends. Oh, because Allah gave them with His greatness. He honored them with His greatness. So since there is no description of His greatness, so there is no way to describe how high they've been honored. And similarly, human beings are being honored in a different way, in a lower level. May Allah forgive us. May Allah bless us and support us. Hurmatul Habib, Hurmatul Fatih.